Spike Flecker, who was going to be a great painter, walked slowly along the boulevards, his uncovered red head bowed to the cold drizzle that now succeeded several days of rain. There were puddles grey with looking at a morose sky and trees standing miserably in a row. The terrace of the Café of the Lilacs was deserted. Flecker peered in the door and saw a fat man laughing. It was warm in there. Madame, sipping a glass of steaming coffee at her high desk, gave him a cheerful smile, but Flecker returned only a sober nod. Because he was cold and sad, he would not go in and be comfortable. He chose a chair here on the pavement at the cafe entrance. The top of the iron table was like ice to his hands, and a wet, penetrating breath blew against him from the trees. The waiter, who was very tall and thin and quite bald, came out reluctantly, twisting his face in an expression that plainly said it was unpleasant to have his scalp drizzled on. "What does Monsieur desire?" he asked reproachfully, stroking a long black whisker. "Vin blanc," Flecker said, shivering. "Vin blanc, with ice." For a minute the waiter looked at him, his mouth opening to exclaim a protest, but he only said,
"Très bien, monsieur."
Flecker looked between dripping trees at a procession of umbrellas and gleaming raincoats. The sting of his sour, cold drink added to his misery. He was filled with sympathy for himself, as with sad music. "I've got a cold already and my feet are soaking wet," he brooded. "Nobody would care if I got influenza." For more than a month, Flecker had received no letter from his uncle in Waterville, Minnesota, and nobody would buy his pictures. It had rained for days. The soles of his shoes had worn through. The still life he had done yesterday proved once and for all that he had no talent whatever. The memory of this canvas standing undestroyed in his room where somebody might see it made him blush and rub his hands together in painful confusion. Flecker was about 21. He had long, thin arms and legs. His hair was not really red, but of the shade of orange generally called red. His eyes were a clear blue, and the lashes were black. His hands were long, graceful artist's hands. The much-worn corduroy of jacket and trousers lay loosely on his long body. His cravat was broad, reaching down to his belt, and was apple green. You would have rightly guessed him the kind of student who has too many ideas, drinks too much wine, talks too much, dreams too much, sleeps not enough, and with it all, works too hard. Pressing his white chin down on his green tie, Flecker shuddered with the damp cold and hid his hands in his pockets. He could not even build an heroic dream under the suffering trees. His vivid and unusually obedient imagination refused to do it. Instead, it dwelt upon the mechanics of hanging.